Federal authorities in Chicago say they've broken up a branch of a Colombian heroin trafficking ring. And prosecutors say the cell was run with the help of several workers inside the city's water department. Patrick Fitzgerald is the U.S. attorney for Chicago.
While there's nothing alleged that any part of the water department facilities were used to facilitate the crime or played a particular role, it's obvious from the complaint that those three employees were engaging in this conduct during weekdays, during normal work hours when they shouldn't have been.
Joining us from Chicago is NPR's David Shaper. And David, arrests in this case came today. Tell us who's been charged in this matter and what they've been charged with.
Well, federal authorities today arrested and charged 9 people. 8 of them were in Chicago, 1 of them in New York, and all are charged with drug trafficking and conspiracy charges. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says that the people charged today come from just about every level of this pretty elaborate drug operation. That includes the suppliers of the heroin, the distributors, the couriers, and the wholesale customers who were then allegedly putting the heroin on the street. The investigation began back in February, the FBI says, when it was first tipped to this operation going on in the city of Chicago's government operations or with their employees. And Fitzgerald says it was a brazen operation, operating even after investigators closed in and confiscated 1 kilo of heroin. They were still trying to move another half a kilo earlier this week.
Now, we heard Patrick Fitzgerald there talking about the water department itself. Anything else he had to say about any connection to the department?
Well, the man who authorities allege was leader of this Chicago cell of the Colombian heroin ring is George Prado, who was working as a hoisting engineer in the city of Chicago's water department. And underneath him, he had some of the distributors locally in this heroin operation and wholesale buyers for the heroin. Two were lower-level workers in his water department. And another, his brother-in-law, Anthony Ritacco, who's a worked in the city of Chicago's transportation department. As you heard, Fitzgerald said that this drug trafficking wasn't done out of city offices or city vehicles, but the defendants were doing a lot of their meetings, phone calls to arrange for shipments and deliveries and other illegal activity on city time.
There's also a federal investigation underway into corruption in the water department. Any links between the two?
Well, the U.S. attorney, Fitzgerald, says that there is no link between the two cases. The drug case is not related to this other corruption investigation that's called the hired truck scandal. But he won't comment on whether or not the origin of the tip that led to this drug probe might have come from that other very high-profile corruption investigation. In that other investigation, several water department employees have been indicted for soliciting bribes from trucking companies that wanted to be in on the city's hired truck program. That's where the city outsources some of its hauling contracts. And the allegations include bribery charges for getting those contracts. And it's been going on for well over a year. There's been another payroll scandal in which City of Chicago Water Department employees, again, were accused of swiping each other in and out with their time cards. So it appeared that many of them were working when they were not. And that included a relative of Mayor Daley's by marriage.
And very briefly, David, any reaction from the mayor, from Richard M. Daley, to all this?
Well, the mayor says that he's applauding the investigation and hopes that the federal government will root out corruption and that the city is fully cooperating. But he's downplaying as much as he can any links to himself or his administration, saying that his administration is doing as much as it can to root out the investigation, the corruption itself. In fact, pointing out that they're the ones who uncovered that payroll scheme.
David Shaper in Chicago, thanks so much.
Thank you.